Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In most cases, playing the averages is always the best bet. But as Andrew Jewell, associate research professor at Columbia University's Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory explains, when it comes to potentially exposing yourself to pollution, you should always bet on a greater than average exposure.
Dealing properly with natural variability is always a challenge for scientists. Even if you want to measure something simple, like how students at a university scored on the SAT, variability complicates the answer. There's a wide range of scores within any group, so if you wanted to compare one university to another, which scores do you compare? Often in that situation, we calculate the average, or mean score. Because the average contains information from all scores, we assume that it represents the group as a whole. However, sometimes averaging is not the best way to summarize data. For instance, some of my work focuses on the levels of potentially dangerous bacteria found in the Hudson River. For much of the river, if we average together observations during a typical summer, the levels of dangerous bacteria are fairly low compared to public health guidelines for swimming. That's good news and shows the improvement in water quality compared to past decades. But here's the thing, even though the average may be low, some days the counts at one or another location are very high. That heightens the risk that you could get sick if you went swimming. Most places where we collect samples are acceptable 70 to 80% of the time. Nevertheless, every fourth or fifth sample is unacceptable, sometimes with bacterial levels hundreds of times over the guidelines for swimming. This is particularly common after rain when runoff overwhelms sewage treatment facilities. Still, this happens rarely enough that average conditions in the river are acceptable. The problem is that no one goes swimming on average. They go at a particular place at a particular time. In that context, people want to know, how bad can it get and under what conditions? Sometimes understanding the extremes, not the means, is the best way to deal with natural variability.
That was Andrew Jewell of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.
Hudson River, don't run astray.